Blog Talk Radio.
Radio episode 30. Thank you to all who are listening in this evening. I really appreciate it. I'm trying to build back up a radio show from having to shut it down a year ago, and very glad to be in a position to get it back on the air. Primarily right now, the show is taking on the fact that I want to talk about my magazine, Simply Innovative Magazine. I've been trying to do a magazine for a while now and finally got to the point where I'm getting things in. Well, I got things in motion, and I'm close to getting it debuted. I'm actually working on the cover last couple of nights, see if I can get it to where I want to put it out. Simply Innovative Magazine, by the way, is a magazine, is an industry magazine to an extent of all the industries being involved, whether it be science, technology, health, just anything that you can think of to where there's people within those industries that deserve recognition, either because they are doing something special that deserves the notice, or they are new, and I believe they deserve the recognition. So be definitely taking notice of issues in the future. This first one is entertainment-based, because that is what I primarily deal in. So I have a mixture of different industries within the entertainment fields that I'm going to be highlighting. Of course, modeling, acting, little music, wardrobe styling. I got a celebrity wardrobe stylist involved. Might have some sneak peeks into some others that I might slide in at the last minute. We'll see. Tonight in particular, I'm actually going to be highlighting a couple of photographers. Every episode right now, I'm going to be trying to highlight different people who are involved in the making of the magazine. And tonight, I'm hoping to talk to at least two of them, some really cool people. And I actually might have one of the talents as well. Hopefully, she hits me up and lets me know she can get online. But enough about that. I almost wanted to kind of get into something else, but I'm going to wait until later and see if I have time. But it looks like my first guest is on the line. She is a really, really nice person that is here in the Miami area. She was able to make herself available to shoot one of the talents. Her name is Annabelle. And she was really cool about being available, like I said, and I'm very happy to have worked with her. Her name is Tracy Ann Simmons of Innovative Arts by Tracy, and we're going to go ahead and bring Tracy on. How are you doing?
Hi, Chris.
Doing okay?
Yes, everything is very well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Of course, I'm lying, but I have to say that, right? I'm on the air. well, do me a favor. Go ahead and kind of tell the audience a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself.
Okay. Well, like you said, my name is Tracy Ann, and I have a company called Innovative Arts by Tracy Ann. The acronym is IABTA, and more times you can find me on Twitter, Instagram. That's my website. If you Google IABTA, you can find me, IABTA. But I do a lot of different things under that heading. One of them is I teach. I'm a dance teacher, performing arts teacher. I teach ballet in Lauder Hill. But a subsidiary of Innovative Arts by Tracy Ann is Innovative Arts Photography. And I've been gathering a team of excellent workers who are passionate about good quality photography. And, you know, when you asked me to shoot Annabelle, I know that we had a little bit of scheduling issues, but we both stayed diligent, and we made the time and we got the shoot in. And I'd say it was definitely worthwhile.
Definitely. And I'm definitely going to talk about that a little bit later, but I wanted to kind of focus on you in regards to on the photography end. How is it that you, since you do have all the other things that you do, how is it that photography became part of your talents?
Okay, well, I was a professional dancer. I'm still a dancer. I teach and I take classes, but I went to school for dance too. I'm from New York originally, and I moved to Chicago in 2003. And my mother said, fine, you can move to another city, but you better enroll in school. So I enrolled in school for dance because that was naturally, you know, that was my career path. That was what I had been doing. I've been on stage since I was 3 years old. And when I realized that leaving from New York as a professional dancer and going to Chicago as a professional dancer was two completely different realities. And in Chicago, I was really at the top of my game coming from New York. So I was very bored in school, and I took a photography class and fell in love. I'm an old school photographer, spending hours in the dark room.
Uh-oh, looks like we lost Tracy. Bear with me one moment. Let's see if we can get her back on the line. But as you can see, you can just start hearing about how passionate she is about the different things that she has, skills and abilities, and one of them that she mentioned is dance. And I always told people, you know, once you get really good at something, it's hard to stay focused, and your mind starts to wander. And as she said, she got bored, and I've experienced that before. And you either try to go higher to the next level. If you can't do that, you take on something else. And it looks like that's what she did. As I wait for her, what I'm going to do is actually, I'll do this. I'm going to take a quick break so we can see if we can get her back on the line. Again, tonight we're talking to some of the photographers who shot for Simply Innovative Magazine. I can't ever say my name right. You can find it on Twitter at Simply Inno Mag. That's I double N as in Nancy O Mag. You can see information about the magazine on my website, of course, www.imtmworldwide.com. The Simply Innovative Magazine site is being worked on, but I don't really want to give that out until it's completed, but you will see that soon. I'm very excited about it. I have seen the cover. The cover is ready almost, and I just want to get it completely. You see all of my avatars, you see the cover with the silhouette of the cover model. And you'll get to see the actual cover with the cover model inserted pretty soon. So until then, I have to kind of keep it secret. In the meantime, I guess until, let's see. Okay, this might be her number. It's a different number, so let's try it. Hold on one moment. Let's see if I can find out who this is.
Hi,
Caller,
Chris.
Welcome to the show.
It's Tracy. Yes, I got cut off.
No problem. I stalled for you, no problem at all. But go from where you left off. You took a photography class.
Yes, and my hobby really turned into a profession as people were loving the work that I was doing conceptually, which is what you have to do for school. You know, I was in school for fine art. I switched majors from dance to photography because I had fallen in love. It was the first time that I found my voice. Photography became a new voice for me outside of dance. And so it became a business because people started falling in love with my vision. And, you know, it was a hard transition going from visual artist to commercial photographer also, because you're kind of fighting with what you want to do versus what the client needs. But I've learned and grown into, you know, really pleasing the client. That's my goal.
What type of projects just briefly, some projects that you were really either proud of, you were excited to do. Can you name us a few?
Yeah, I'm really excited about my new family photography services. Like, I just did a wedding today. I love weddings now. I used to be very afraid of them because I had a nightmare wedding in Chicago where the woman wore an orange taffeta dress in a small dark chapel. It was really horrid, but I thought I hated doing weddings because of that experience, and then I opened myself back up to them, and I'm in love with weddings. So if you're looking to shoot a wedding anytime soon, an engagement shoot, I love being around people who are in love. Maternity shoots, you know, those are my new passions in photography.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, again, you were on the Simply Innovative magazine shoot with Annabelle, and we had a few locations. I was excited about it just because, like you said, we had the scheduling thing, and you know, between it's always hard to either get the talent and then the photographer and of course myself together all at once, and you know, from one thing to another. But we finally got together. It didn't rain, so we were able to get some really good shots. I'm really, really pleased about
right.
how they came. Oh, and I just lost my train of thought just that quickly. Tell us again where everybody can find you on the internet, your website, Twitter, and everything.
Definitely. My website is www.iabta.biz. If you go on Facebook, you can type in the same thing, iabta.biz. Same thing on Twitter, iabta, iabta is how I say it. Instagram, you know, you can Google me with that. You'll definitely get a link to me if you type in iabta almost anywhere.
All right. Well, if anyone who is listening, callers, guests and whatnot, wherever you are in the country, you're coming to Florida, or guess what? Hey, Tracy could be available to come to your city or state, you know, just as easily. All you got to do is contact her and ask. If you want to ask me some questions, hey, feel free. As I said before, I only work with people who I feel comfortable with at the end of the day. And once I do work with them, I don't mind telling people about them. So that's what I do. Tracy, I'm very, very, very pleased that you were able to take a little bit of your time to call in this evening. But I know you're always busy, but I'm definitely going to be looking to have you on soon. I'm actually in the plans of increasing the show soon,
mm-hmm.
so there's a show that I'm going to be doing in the future, so I'll definitely keep you in tabs of that. And, of course, with the magazine, there's some things with the magazine coming out, too, if you heard that already at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, again, thank you, and, of course, this is the hardest part. I have to let you go. But
no problem.
Definitely keep listening if you can get a chance, and thank you again, okay?
All right, looking forward to working with you, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tracy. And everyone, that was Tracy Ann. And one of the things is always hard, especially in a city like this, as far as Miami, Atlanta, different places where, you know, you're always having to look at that fine line of, you know, trying to be professional, trying to get stuff done, things of that nature. And Tracy was really good about making herself available once she knew who she was going to be shooting and things of that nature, getting the information that she needed to, you know, come up with some concepts that would work, along with my ideas, of course, naturally, you know, for the magazine. So I'm very happy that we were able to work together. Right now what we're going to do is take a quick break. I'm going to see if my other guest is – actually, no, we're going to take this call. Let me see who this is from Atlanta, Georgia. Hold on one moment. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. This is Chris. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. You're live. Okay, caller is not live. I don't know what happened there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and take this quick break, see if my other guest is going to be getting on the line in a second, make sure he didn't forget. But definitely remember, call in 646-652-4479 if you'd like to talk to me. Check the chat room, see if anybody's in there. There's a guest in there, but they're not saying nothing. You can hit me up on the chat room if you sign on. Visit the website, www.imtnworldwide.com. You can follow me on Twitter, IntellectATL. Follow Simply Innovative Magazine on Twitter, Simply InnoMag. And on the website, all my other social media network links are on there, so feel free to definitely get in there, like the Facebook fan page and more. And as I said at the beginning, look for the new cover soon, hopefully tonight. We'll see. But in the meantime, we'll take a quick break, and I'll be right back. This is IMTM Worldwide Radio. Peace. Hey, everyone. This is Chris. I'm back. Like I said, it was going to be a brief break. Say that five times fast. Actually, just dawned on me who the caller from Atlanta is, but I won't call her out. But I did ask her to listen to the show, and she's online. That's really cool. Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, episode 30. Earlier, if you missed it, we had Tracy Ann of Innovative Arts by Tracy Ann on the line. She's one of the photographers that shot talent Annabelle. For the magazine. I think I just got a text message. I have to keep start warning people not to text me during the show. Let's see. Okay, there we go. Hi, Miss Thing in Atlanta. No, I wasn't actually going to bring you on, but you were there. I forgot who you, forgot your number just that quick. To respond to her quickly through the text message. I'm getting distracted. As I mentioned, my magazine's coming out this summer, which will be a few weeks away, hopefully. Actually, it could be sooner. The cover should be coming out soon. Myself and the graphic designer, Edward. Someone, if you've seen the website, I actually have a link on there. I think it's on there yet. Definitely, if you've seen on Facebook and Twitter, I've been blasting him. He did the cover. He's going to be designing the website. He has a lot of stuff coming up. Definitely check him out. If you want that person to work on your next project, definitely let me know, and I will forward you his information. Give a shout-out real quick while I'm thinking about it to Davey Delahose. He is one of the sponsors for the magazine. He specializes in massage therapy. He also deals in real estate as well. If you want his information, you know, definitely drop me a line. You can email me, chris@imtnworldwide.com. Anybody that you would like to deal with within the industry, I can put you in touch with them. But they do have budgets, so just make sure that you have that in mind as well. Talking about just stuff in general, because I have a little bit of time, certain things always seem to happen. And sometimes you have to be reminded that everybody just doesn't care like you do. And I'm probably the most stubbornest person of the planet Earth and Milky Way galaxy when it comes to that, because I guess I'm just stupid. Because I believe in people too much. And I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes I give it one, two, three times, you know, then eventually I have to give up on the person because they were never going to do what they said they wanted to do that made you have to put things in motion, you know. And I don't think that some people really care, and they probably don't. They probably never did. But they have to somehow or another they have to be reminded that their actions affects others. And at a certain point, you know, you have to just draw the line and just say, oh, well, and walk away. But when you put in a lot of time, you put in a lot of your own personal blood, sweat, and tears and money, you know, it does get personal. And I just have to bring that up because it affects everybody in the industry. I talk to a whole bunch of people all the time, whether they are photographers or makeup artists or stylists and other people within the industry, and they're wondering why certain people do waste their time. It's just not, you know, you quote-unquote that's involved. I always use the analogy of a race car driver. Nothing happens if the race car driver decides one day he doesn't want to get in the car. You know, because everybody in the pit crew, everybody who built the engine, everybody who, all the sponsors, the owner, everybody is affected if that person who, especially if they're good or potentially good, doesn't choose to do it. So I always say, you know, keep in mind that your actions affect others. You can't be wishy-washy. You can't keep going back and forth and changing your mind or never having the intention of doing anything with that person, quote-unquote. You know, then you're just going to take away from what they have and you take advantage of it and then you bounce, you know, that, you know, stuff like that. Or you try to get them to do something on their own accord, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, it's just certain things just, you know, happen in generalities and you just never know who it affects and touches. And you definitely don't know who it's going to get to. Especially within the industry, and I always say that, especially the industry like it is entertainment, you just never know. And some of the people who hit me up about certain things, and me, I remember everything. Plus, I have 25,000 emails of everything since 2006, technically, since I've been doing this. It hurts, you know. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep going and walking on. you know, certain things just really make you sad. Sometimes it really makes you want to just give up, especially if you do have your own personal things, which most people don't ever take into account. They ignore it, that you have anything going on, you know, whether it be family, illness, whatnot. You know, so you just have to, you know, those people that are around you, and they once they say that they're going to do something, they're involving other people. You know, I just think that that's something that needed to be said on the air today. You'll probably find out why in a month or so. But anyway, now that I got that off my chest, I am still looking for my next guest, and I don't think they're on just yet. So what I'll do right now is I will talk about some of the other people that I do have in the magazine. You know what? No, because I really – what I wanted to do is be able to have each of the people on at a certain point. I want to have Tiffany on from New York. I want to have Tori on from Atlanta. Yano, when she gets back from Argentina. he's in Argentina right now. And some other people who, like I said, I'm featuring them, I'm writing about them, I'm putting them in the magazine. I want to actually have them on the air one by one. So I will do that at another time. What I will do, however, though, those out there who are listening and those who will listen after the show is over to the archived edition, is that definitely I have people who are in the industry who are available. I have still contacts within the industry of people that could use a person of talent or experience, but you have to be serious. There's no reason for me to tell a publisher of a magazine or someone, if you're not really wanting to do it, if you're not prepared to get what they want as far as presentation, why bother? You know, so I'm not going to, you know, I don't do stuff randomly, and I've been hurt over a period of time why people want me to do stuff randomly as if it doesn't matter. It does, and I'm not going to get burned. But like I said, you go to my website, www.imtnworldwide.com, and you'll see those people and what they can do and what's the possibility of them having in your project professionally if you pay them. It's very simple. Looks like I have a caller, so I am going to get them on the line. It's not who I think it is, but I will get them on the line right now. Hold on one moment. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Chris. This is Jamal from The Dirty Word. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Jamal? What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing, man. I know you were doing a show today, and I just want to get in here and talk about a few things if you had time. I know you your show's about to end, so
no, you got
time.
We got 4 minutes, so give it what you got.
Well, you know, definitely I know you're a big Falcons fan, and I don't know if you had a chance to catch the game tonight, the first preseason game, and your thoughts on that. I didn't know if you even had a chance to watch it or not.
No, I was sitting here until the middle of the fourth, and I just slipped it off. I couldn't even do it no more. Basically, it was one of those things where it looks like Matt, you know, is okay. We didn't get to see Julio, you know, no big deal. But that the whole offensive line issue, that it looks like it's going to be, I don't want to panic, but this preseason, but that injury might, you know, have started a cascade effect that, you know, I don't know. Like I said, it's his first preseason game. Of course, they're going to make adjustments and whatnot, but it didn't look too good. As far as defense, again, it's preseason, and, you know, plenty of teams go 0-4 and they go gangbusters in the regular season. I kind of wanted to see a little bit more on that defensive side to an extent too, but, you know, Bengals have a nice team, though, at the same time, but it wasn't like, you know, I don't know. I didn't like the effort at being at home and being the first preseason game in the dome.
Well, the thing that you got to look at the Falcons, last year they went 0-4 in the preseason, and then they turned around and went 13-3. And the defense is going to be very interesting because, I mean, you look at them cornerbacks, you know, that a lot of people are going to test them cornerbacks, the two rookies they got out there, and also the line. I mean, OC's a beast, but who else do you have that's going to step up? Because, of course, John Abraham was, you know, injury prone, but the man could get to the quarterback. And that's the biggest problem that I foresee right there, is that who's going to get to the quarterback if they double OC?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the new DTs just yet. I mean, like, and I kind of yelled out Coy a little bit. He has a good motor. hopefully, I mean, I don't know if they, there's a, you know how it is about blitzing in Atlanta. I don't know if we have adequate blitz packages. Hopefully we do, because, I mean, we have the linebacking core.
Right.
I don't know. Like I said, is this me? Will they be able to put the pressure to make the cornerbacks relevant? Because otherwise it's not going to matter. You know, if the quarterback can hold the ball for 5 seconds, somebody's going to get open. It won't matter. So that's really the only thing I'm kind of worried about. Like I say, it's preseason. You didn't have everybody out there to an extent still. You weren't playing, like, the whole half and third quarter and stuff like that. But there are a lot of open seams tonight.
and it's true.
So, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like I said, it's preseason. You can't really have a barometer on that. But, I mean, hopefully they can kind of rectify the things that went wrong tonight and, you know, hopefully the next game will be a lot better. But I know you got to run,
yeah,
man. I just wanted to get in and talk on the Falcons real quick.
Real quick, then, what about the Braves?
Looking good, man. I mean, hey, I'm hoping they can keep it up till October. I mean, I'm hoping they don't fizzle out next month. You know, save some of these runs for October when you really need them, because we're going
to
definitely
get up and get the 250.
Was that?
I just want to see BJ up and get the 250.
If he can get the 250.
It's one thing, Eglar being under 200. We're kind of used to that, although that's just really just stupid, terrible at this point. But if BJ can get over that hump, I think that'll carry us over, because really we have that lineup that is really serious, going to be scaring people at this point. If both of those guys can really, like, hit 230, 250 the rest of the year, you know, and that's saying something for what they've been doing up till now. So other than that, though, pitching is hot. Kimbrough's the best closer in baseball. I feel good that we won't end up – all my thing is, let's not do a one-game playoff. At least let's get through the first round and then see what happens. So.
Well, they're pretty much assured of not being in that one-game playoff, and I think right now they're in a battle with Pittsburgh, I think, for the best record. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you can get home field throughout the playoffs, of course the World Series is going to start in AL, but, I mean, hey,
yeah.
I mean, if they can get that home field, that's going to be big, man.
Yeah, it's going to be big. So, all right, man. Well, I appreciate it, Jamal. You actually helped me out tonight because you filled in some time where my last guest doesn't look like they're going to make it, so I do appreciate you calling in. I do plan to head up that way for some Falcons games, so definitely be on the lookout for me, okay?
Yes, sir. Dirty Bird Nation.
Oh, shout out to your Dirty Bird Show.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm the host of the Dirty Word Show on Blog Talk Radio. You can look me up, just blogtalkradio.com/thedirtyword. You can also follow me on Twitter, @DirtyWordShow. I'm actually having a show tonight if you want to listen in at midnight. We will be talking a little bit more on the Falcons and Atlanta Braves and just various sports topics. So if you're listening to Chris's show right now, just tune over after in about 30 minutes.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. I'll probably hit you up, too.
All right. Look forward to it.
All right, man.
All right.
Everyone, that was Jamal, Dirty Word host, and he actually is writing an article for the magazine. I am integrating some sports into the magazine, so I'm happy about that. So definitely check him out, the Dirty Word on Blog Talk Radio. That's going to be pretty much my show for this evening. Thank you for my guest, Tracy Ann, of Innovative Arts, and look forward to seeing her work in Simply Innovative Magazine. Definitely hit us up. In the future, imtnworldwide.com, Twitter, IntellectATL, the Twitter for the magazine, Simply NO, that's two N's as in Nancy, MAG, and we'll be looking to talk to y'all soon. Look forward to the next episode of IMTN Worldwide Radio. Peace. I'm gonna go get some food.